Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK. I'm Stuart Morrison and this is IRUK number 104. I'm recording this on Sunday the 7th of April 2013. I know it's been a long time since the last show, but I'm going to give this show the attention it needs from now on. We get a lot of submissions from UK artists and I think it's only fair to them to put out a show when I've got enough music to play for you. This time we have 12 tracks from UK artists and there's a very wide range of genres. And we're starting with Chadwick Station's song, Leaving It All To You. Originally from London and now living in Nashville, that was Chadwick Station. Their Waiting for a Sunny Day EP was recorded in Nashville and mixed at Abbey Road Studio in London. And it was released in February. Head to their website for a free download of one of the tracks called High and Low in return for your email address. The EP itself is available from Bandcamp, that's chadwickstation.bandcamp.com. The website is chadwickstation.com and they're on Facebook and Twitter and I'll put links in the show notes, so head to uk.insomniaradio.net. Next we have Tom Slatter with The Engine That Played Through Their Honeymoon.
Chemicals when engines and sparks are at hand. fool to biology felt sparks of a different kind. A young man paid attention when she walked down the aisle, and the engine that played through their honeymoon drowned out the sound of her voice. All her pleas, all her letters meant nothing. She's gone. He was an engineer. Who wants an engineer when a lover is what you desire? Young Penelope, fool to biology, wept tears that he never saw. A young man built his engines while she made her plans. Drowned out the sound of her voice. All her pleas, all her begging, meant nothing at all. Will he love her when she's gone? When they sold her dreams of princesses, they cut away her hopes, wrapped them up in little bows, so found his fingers in the teeth of a cog on his desk. He muttered something about what she'd done with a hammer she found on a shelf. And the engine that played through their honeymoon, silent and leaking and dead. All the chemicals that mattered, the blood and the oil mixed on the workshop floor. Will he love her now she's gone? Will he love her now she's gone? Will he love her now she's gone? Will he love her now she's gone?
London, that was Tom Slatter. It's from his third album called Three Rows of Teeth. It was released in March, and I've listened to the whole album several times. He describes it as steampunk and sci-fi inspired prog rock. Bits of it remind me in a way of early Genesis, especially the three-part Time Traveller suite, which is the last three tracks on the album, and together they're 20 minutes long. The album is available at Bandcamp, which is tomslatter.bandcamp.com, and he's tomslatter.co.uk is his main site, also Facebook and Twitter. Links will be on the show notes. And now, in complete contrast, this is The Cult of Dom Keller with Eyes.
Thank you.
Cult of Dom Keller are from Nottingham. That's from their 11-track LP, released on vinyl on Mannequin Records, a limited run of 500. And it doesn't seem to be available for download, but you can stream it from SoundCloud. Just go to soundcloud.com and search for Cult of Dom Keller, Keller with a K. It's partially compiled from remastered and reworked versions of tracks previously included in the band's self-released series of EPs, and also features three unreleased recordings. Those four EPs are available from Bandcamp, which is thecultofdomkeller.bandcamp.com, and Facebook and Twitter and MySpace. Links will be in the show notes, again, as the previous artists.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Yes, you are indeed. Insomnia Radio UK is a proud member of the Association. I do host the Amped show from time to time, and I hosted episode 381 last week. It comes out weekly on Monday mornings. This week's episode 382 is hosted by Rowley Cutler of the Dark Compass podcast, and musicpodcasting.org is the place to go. Next is a track I first heard on the Justin Wayne Show, which you find at thejustinwayneshow.com, and I just had to play it. It's by Emily Capel, and it's called My Dad's a Smiths Fan.
And there's a light that never goes out. There's no space for my brother and I, 'cause of his bloody gladdy old eye. I wanted to buy him a quiff, but you could tell that it was a fake, and he said it doesn't really matter. No, what difference does it make? My dad's a Smiths fan from the 1980s. My dad's a Smiths fan. This charming man in the making. When I grew up, I was so confused. I thought the Queen and the DJs were dead, but my dad would just laugh, swing the mic around and sing hand in glove instead. I wanted to get him on the cycle tour, but he can't ride a bike. And I think it's better for my dad to stop living this Morrissey life. My dad's a Smiths fan from the 1980s. My dad's a Smiths fan. This charming man in the making. Heaven knows I'll be miserable now. Sounds so good on vinyl. Who'd have ever thought that one day Morrissey and Mark would be rivals? It's such a shame that their quiffs have flopped and the Smiths fell apart. But my dad's up with the modern world. He said he's always been a Paul Weller fan at heart. My dad's a Smiths fan from the 1980s. My dad's a Smiths fan. Charming man, my dad's a Smiths fan. From the 1980s, my dad's a Smiths fan. This charming man in the making.
Emily Capel is from Northwest London, and this is the bonus track on there on her EP, which is available as a free download from Reverb Nation. I love this because I'm a dad and I'm a bit of a Smiths fan, I suppose. When I emailed Justin for details, he, in his reply, he copied in Emily's email address, and a while later I got a reply from Andy Quirk, who's her manager. He runs many other things as well, such as Hits of the Near Future podcast, and I met him at Podcrawl last year. Nice when all these things come together. You find her at emilycapelmusic.weebly.com, and the EP you can find on reverbnation.com, Emily Capel. And I'll put Facebook links and Twitter links and things as well on the show notes. uk.insomniaradio.net. Next is the Electroscopes with First Into Space, Last Down to Breakfast.
We'll be right back.
The Electroscopes are from Northampton, and just released a 7-inch vinyl single called Made a Mistake on German label Fire Station Records. That's firestation-records.de. I guess this is the B-side of it. I can't find many web links for them, but you can find a load of their music on SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/elect-2. The next bit of music now. This is Paradigms with The Long Way. Duo from Dorset, specifically Boole and Pornmouth, who are Steve Beck and Lee Ditcher. Paradigms released their debut LP at the end of February, and this is a remix by D7 of one of the tracks. It's called The Long Way D7 Urban Mix. I've heard the original version, but I actually prefer this remix. You can buy the EP from Zimbalam.com or iTunes and Amazon as usual. Lots of complicated links for the band, which I'll put in the show notes.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomnia Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
Next bit of music. This is Lunarians with The Sweetening. Formed in Bristol in 2009, and their 11-track album Lost Light Receiver was released in December, and is available from Bandcamp on a name your price basis, lunarians.bandcamp.com, www.lunarians.co.uk is their main website. And the next bit of music is by Sparrow and the Workshop and is called Valley of Death.
Locked as we were in our cell.
from the third album called Murderopolis by Glasgow-based Sparrow and the Workshop. That's going to be released on vinyl and CD on Song by Toad Records in May and is available from iTunes. Sparrowandtheworkshop.co.uk is their main site, and songbytoadrecords.com is the label site. Next, it's Splash with Sun-Kissed Bliss. Some members originally from Australia and New Zealand. Oh, it's start coming back again. How weird. And now based in London with some British members too, the band Splash with two H's are releasing their first album. Their new album. I'm not sure if it's their first. The album's called Comfort, and it's released on June the 4th on Canine Records in the US. Not sure about the UK. They're starting a big tour of the US this week, yeah. The track is a free download available from SoundCloud and other places, and links in the show notes to that, of course. Splash.co.uk is the main site.
Watto Grumbler, how the hell are you?
Hello, Codger. I'm a little down, if the truth be told.
Oh, why is that, old chap?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we used to associate with this great country of ours, but no longer can.
Oh. What about the British Airports Authority? That's British, isn't it?
No, I'm afraid the British Airports Authority is Spanish.
Didn't know that. What about football? Chelsea, for example.
No, I'm afraid Chelsea Football Club now belongs to those Russian johnnies.
Oh. Hmm. Well, the British royal family's got to be British then, surely?
No, afraid not, old son. The British royal family, well, they've been German for as long as anyone can remember.
Dag nabbit, didn't know that. What about British music?
Do you know, I think you could be onto something there. British music is rather stirring. But where does one go to get it?
Well, I would go to Made in the UK show.
What, you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
It is a rather good podcast, yes, that's where I go.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
Well, it certainly floats to the top of my coffee every day.
Marvellous. Shall we go there, then?
Let's do that.
madeintheukshow.co.uk.
Yeah, if you listen to the Made in the UK show, you'll have noticed it hasn't had a show in quite some time. We're trying to start it up again, but people are busy. I'm sure it'll be back soon. madeintheukshow.co.uk, and if you go there now, you'll see that the last episode was 150, which I hosted. Keep an eye on that, and yeah, if you're still subscribed to it, there'll be a show along pretty soon. Right, the next music. This is Snapped Ankles with True Ecology.
Thank you.
London post-punk outfit Snapped Ankles released their debut single, True Ecology, brackets Shit Everywhere, on Ears Have Eyes Records in March. It's available from Bandcamp. That's the label's site on Bandcamp, earshaveeyes.bandcamp.com. Next, it's First Love, Last Rites with Young Girl. I think this band might be Swedish. In fact, looking at their Facebook page, they are from Umeå in northern Sweden, in which case we'll treat them as guest artists. First Love, Last Rites, or FLLR, are signed to London-based independent Hit or Heist Records, and it was sent to me by a UK-based PR company, which is why I got confused. This is a free download single from their second album, Wasted Hearts, which is being released on the 15th of April. You can find it on SoundCloud on a very long link, which I'll put in the show notes, or you can go to firstlovelastrites.com. Last track time on Insomnia Radio UK, number 104. This is Pale Made Man and Dubstar with Dog Pony Cat.
Come away for the car.
to see your hands tossing your feet, always closer than ever seem to me. It's too late and I turn my head, spinning over is what she said.
Pale Man Made have teamed up with indie legends from the 90s, Dubstar, and are releasing a double A-side on Pinch Records. I'm getting the order of everything wrong here. I think that's called Dog Cat Pony rather than Dog Pony Cat. Anyway, the double A-side, which is two versions of that track, one with Dubstar and one without, released on Pinch Records. It was available from their website and on Bandcamp. It was originally on their 2012 album, Red Box Secrets, released on Odd Box Records. You can find them at palemademan.com or palemademan.bandcamp.com. So that's about it for Insomnia Radio UK, number 104. Just a reminder of who you heard. It was Chadwick Station, Tom Slatter, The Cult of Don Keller, Emily Capel, The Electroscopes, Paradigms, Lunarians, Sparrow and the Workshop, Splash, Snapped Ankles, First Love, Last Rites, Pale Made Man and Dubstar. And of course the music bed is Pondfield Solstice by the Pocket Gods. If you want more information about these artists, or to download or purchase their music, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net for the show notes, which have links to all their sites as well as downloads, if I can find them, of the tracks that you've heard today. If you'd like to comment, you can do so at the same place, uk.insomniaradio.net. Look for episode 104, or of course you can send me an email, I'm uk@insomniaradio.net. Let me know what you think. Next time will be IR UK 105, hopefully along quite soon, maybe next month. So bye, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.